It is time to trade places. We did this last week. And Mike Saroy and myself watched Norm's favorite movie growing up, and it was The Mississippi Gambler.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, I enjoyed that movie. I really did. I am going to see if my dad has ever seen this, because my dad loves Westerns. And if he hasn't, then I will have him check it out to see what he thinks about it. And then we'll have our own show. We'll do a podcast on it or something like that, me and my dad. But right now, it's Norm's turn to trade places. Norm went to the movies yesterday to watch Black Panther.
Now, who's he trading places? Is this my movie or your movie?
It's my movie. Okay. Because you haven't seen this, have you?
I've not seen it.
Okay, well, then it's my movie.
Well, okay.
Why would it be yours?
I want to ask your, I was curious about this. What's your superhero movie history? You don't strike me as someone who's chased the Marvel and DC universes all over the globe.
In fact, they had the first thing, once we settled into our seats, getting the senior rate, and got our medium popcorn with the half and half Dr. Pepper.
You did it again?
You did the Dr. Pepper thing again?
And this time I drew it. I wanted it an honest half and half. It was half diet and half regular.
She poured out the truth to us, and then you violated that trust by
Norm,
sticking with this damn
seriously,
soda.
Next time you go to the movies, Mike Saro and I, we're going with you. We're going to double date.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure that she gets her own Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
And you get Diet Dr. Pepper. That makes zero sense. And I'm not gonna stop until this mission is complete.
But that's what we enjoyed doing.
No, that's what you enjoy doing. Not Mary. She already told us. We talked to her.
Yeah, she said this.
Well, anyway, I actually brought the tickets this morning to prove to you guys I'd gone to
We believe
Black
you.
Panther.
We don't think you're a liar.
Okay. And Mike's question, though, about the superhero movies.
Right.
We settled in and watched the previews, and the previews was like a Marvel sizzle reel.
Yes.
All the movies coming out soon are Marvel movies, except for Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 137.
Yep.
And Jurassic Park. Damn, those things are big, and nobody's feeding them, and they're growing the size of skyscrapers in Manhattan. Anyway, it's the same people. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
The same people are in that. Jurassic Parks, they're making tons of money.
No doubt. They all are.
That's why they keep putting them out.
Tons of money. Okay. So we settled in to watch Black Panther, which I will just tell you is the Black Star Wars.
Okay.
It has a lot of elements of Star Wars in it, including the spaceship, which is shaped like a giant guitar pick.
Okay.
This is so great.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
Okay. So one of the problems you have when you watch movies of this genre is you've got to figure out what the background was that caused what's happening now. And they did, I thought, a wonderful job of doing a quick summary. You were on board, man.
Yep.
Within the first 10 minutes, you are on board. You know the general cast of characters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I love that, too, because you don't have to be a huge fan of Marvel or anything like that to sit back and enjoy it, because some of those movies will have their own language where if you're not a fan of it, you're lost, and it takes a lot of catching up, and you'll have questions, and you don't want to talk to the person next to you because they're trying to sit there and enjoy the movie also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was great about this movie
also. I thought they did a great job of that. Just a really good job of not losing you at the beginning of the movie.
Yes, sir.
Where you would then say, who's that guy? Why'd they do that? And anyway, okay. So I don't want to give away the ending or anything like that, okay? Because you'll enjoy seeing this.
Yeah.
Okay, just in general, I like this movie. I thought it was fun. Okay, so the plot is, I don't know how many thousands of years ago, this place in Africa, Wakanda, gets this giant stash of vibranium, which is some combination of Vitalis, the hair thing, and uranium. Okay. Anyway, it's the most powerful substance on Earth. and it gives them healing powers, incredible technology, everything. Okay. And they use it to build a town inside a mountain. You fly into the mountain, and suddenly, where you think the thing's going to crash, suddenly there's this huge, modern, unbelievable place where everybody's happy, Wakanda. Okay. Now. Okay.
Okay.
I'll circle back to this. Okay. The plot then unfolds with this guy who's going to be the new king of Wakanda. And I forget the actor's name.
Chadwick Boseman.
That's it. Okay. And he's the hero here. And it's the good versus evil, you know. And then one guy you don't think is very good turns out to be pretty good. And, you know, it's nice. It's a good plot. It's followable. They have nice flashbacks. Mike, I will be stunned if you don't tell me this is one of the best costume movies you've ever seen in your life. I mean, they went to incredible lengths on costumes in this movie. And it is beautifully shot. And a lot of the animated portions, because there's a lot of animated portions. Is that animated? Is that the correct thing? Yeah.
Computer generated?
Yeah, CGI. Not animated.
I especially liked the gigantic chrome rhinoceroses. I thought, whoa, that's pretty cool, man.
That was cool. That was a cool moment of the toward the end of the movie.
Yeah, where one guy says, sort of snaps his fingers or bangs his sword on the earth or something, and all of a sudden, he's got this herd of gigantic chrome rhinoceroses on his side, which... One of them named Zach Martin wasn't re-signed yet. But anyway, that's another battle.
How did you bring that?
We're doing so good.
Does that even have to do with anything?
Doing so good.
It was beautifully edited. The plot was fine. One thing I couldn't figure out about the plot. Okay, here's the situation, Mike.
Okay.
Decades, hundreds, I don't know how many years ago, they get this substance, vibranium. It gives them this incredible right to go anywhere in the world. They're unbelievable. But the crux of this situation is they've never taken this out into the real world. They've never gone out to help other areas of the world that need help. And that's the question here, where the new king, succeeding his father, has this dilemma of, do I continue to just, hey, we got it really good here, don't screw this up, or do I take this out into the world? Here's my question. The world apparently has never figured out there's this place, Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact they're flying all over the world in spaceships, okay? And they show these spaceships going across fields and little kids with sheep herds waving to them and things like that. Somehow the world hasn't noticed this for hundreds of years. And I thought that was the one plot flaw that I had a little trouble with. You know, I mean, kids are playing basketball on a New York City blacktop court. They look up. There's a spaceship. How does the New York Post not have that story? How does somebody not figure out there's a Wakanda? But let me tell you something.
Well, they know it's a Wakanda because it seems like it's a third world country that has nothing.
Right.
But inside of that is where it's technology and everything. It's just Wakanda is there. They just don't know how good the people inside the bubble have it because it looks really, really poor on the outside.
That was my hard thing to figure out. They know there's a Wakanda. It's a third world. They have nothing African nation. And yet they have giant spaceships?
Right.
Okay. But that's minor.
Sure.
Okay. I like this movie. Mary and I are not fans of action movies. We saw all the previews for all the other ones. There were like, I think, four previewed.
Yeah.
There's one called, I don't know, there's Venom. And then there's...
That's Spider-Man.
Anyway. Yeah, there's Spider-Man. Which I looked at the previews and I said, oh, my God, you couldn't pay me to go. Anyway, and that's bad. When you look at a preview and you wouldn't take money to go to the movie. But, Mike, you will like this movie.
I know. I'm going to see
it. You will like it. The action's wonderful. The scenes are done well. The costumes are beautiful. The scenery's beautiful. Somebody did a really good job. And I thought what was amazing was with all the white people in the world, they got Dr. Watson from Sherlock Holmes Stories to play the one white guy in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Martin Freeman.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
He's from the original Office, and Dr. Watson. Yeah.
From the Hobbit movies, too, isn't he?
He is everywhere these days.
Yeah, for sure.
He and his buddy Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
They're everywhere these days.
Benedict he was good.
Cumberbatch.
He was good. Yeah. He was really good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, man.
I did.
So he really
I
liked
did enjoy it. Well, Marion, I went there because of you guys, primarily Donnie, saying, well, first of all, everybody hears how highly touted it is. And then you go and you think, well, this isn't my genre. Much like it isn't your genre to have watched
Mississippi Gambler.
Yeah, that's the one. And I sat there, and after it was over, we said, you know what? We enjoyed that movie.
Applaud?
Yes.
Did you applaud?
Yeah.
Are you an applauder at a movie?
No.
Like if it's good?
No.
It's really good.
No.
I've only done it a couple of times.
I'll do it if the group starts doing it, if it's also a movie that I did like.
I applauded one time in the middle of a movie, and it was Dreamgirls.
In the middle?
Yeah. After Jennifer Hudson sung her solo, I've never wanted to stand up. I stood up and clapped inside of a movie, and the movie wasn't over.
Damn,
it was that moving. Dude, it was great, but that's the only time I've done it.
Is there any nudity in this movie?
Hmm?
Any nudity?
No.
But
they
have some tight outfits?
No. They've had one of the guys had a suit with bumps all over his body that made him look nude occasionally. But
his name? Who's that, Norm?
Norm.
I don't know.
There's Killmonger.
Who?
I think his name was Killmonger.
All right.
And it was Michael B. Jordan, the actor.
Is that Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The bad guy who made you feel sorry for the bad guy.
Yes.
That's a brilliant move
now,
by that movie.
Was he the bad guy that really was a bad guy, or was he the bad guy that became a good guy?
No, he was the bad guy at the bad guy. He was
the bad guy.
Yes,
yes. All right.
The nemesis in the movie.
The bad guy
that became the good guy was really cool. He was really funny.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to see it, Norm.
All right.
You've convinced me.
Go for it.
So why don't you get like half Sunkissed and half Sprite?
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know,
we like different things. That's what we like to do.
But you just have it all in one cup. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you don't change your ways on that, Norm, something bad's going to happen.
We're going to change them.
I will go to the movies with you every time you go to right this wrong.
Yep.
Well, come on. What's the one we're going to next?
I don't know, but we're going to write that wrong. All better be ready for a nice big old cup of Diet Dr. Pepper, because that's all you're going to get.
By the way, it's not any of the ones we saw the previews of yesterday.
So you won't see Mission Impossible 700 out there.